Leave a message and I'll return your call.
The call's on you. The call's on
at the
you.
Tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
You want the voice on, so what should I do? Do we start the call?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. You have pressed an incorrect key. If you're to leave the number from which you are calling, press pound. To leave another phone number 424309. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message, thank you. Your message has been sent.
Yep. Nobody else is calling.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3107. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Yeah, I'm calling
you. Thank
right
you.
Now.
Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello. I'm gonna call down right now. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, yeah, good to talk to you, bro.
So, Rick Clayton, are you there?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay. Did we explain to him what this call is about so he already knows?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an extension of the last call that we didn't complete. It's pretty much him just answering what features he would like in the app.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Well, we are now ready to actually develop the app, so we wanted to find out what are the kind of features you like. And last time, we didn't have enough time to complete the call, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, when you look at your day or month or week and you are looking for some tool to make your business grow or just perform better, what comes to mind?
Anything that could give me more clients, of course.
More clients, right? That's the number one, right?
Yeah, more clients is number one. Uplifting the level of clientele would be number two, so that you know the level of clientele is people who make good money and are willing to pay good money for the haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And people who can schedule at different times instead of having people that always have to come in the mornings or people that always have to come in the evening. So you want good clientele, you want to be able to spread it out throughout the day.
Okay, that's very useful. And now on the more clients, I totally agree, and we have some ideas on that. But lifting the level of clients, we don't have any good ideas on it. Can you tell me how we could do that? I agree with you. You want to get clients who will pay more, right? And
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. You say you want to get clients to pay more. How can you do that?
Well, that's what you mean by uplifting the client base, right? What did you mean?
What I mean is, like, you want to reach out to people who are making money that are working in areas where they're making good money.
Right. But barbershop, people don't travel a lot to come to a barbershop, right?
Yes, they do.
They do? Really? Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah, they do travel to come to barbershops. I have people coming from Glendale, Santa Clarita.
Wow.
I'm in West Coast. I got from all over.
How come? Because they think they get the best service with you.
Right, because they know your service is good.
So would it make sense to market in the areas which are more affluent, even though it's far from you?
Yes. Because the reality of it is, the more affluent areas don't have really good barbers.
Hey, you are smart. I agree with you.
Right.
with you. I have noticed that.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've learned just being here for 2 years. I haven't been here long, but I have learned that, you know, Beverly Hills, North Hills, places like that, they don't have really good barbers.
Right. Pacific Palisades.
They don't have really good barbershop.
Yeah. So they travel. So then if we actually target your marketing, if we were marketing for you, right, then you would like us to market in affluent neighborhoods, right?
Especially if I could do mobile service to them and they paid me for the mobile service.
Yeah.
That would be even better than them coming to the barbershop.
Right. Yeah, right. But, you know, mobile services means it takes more of your time and it's also more of a pain scheduling, right?
Right, correct. But imagine, right, if I had 10 clients in a week that paid $200 for mobile service, right? That's $2,000 in that week that I would make just off of doing mobile service. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Can you tell me again?
I said, imagine if I had 10 clients who paid $200 for mobile service, as opposed to coming into the barbershop and paying $50, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then I have $2,000 for the week just off of mobile service alone.
Yeah, but that means, but you would probably spend three times as much time, right?
Yes, I would, but it's worth my time because of how much money I make.
Okay. So mobile service is preferred. So you would like an app which lets you target an area and target the kind of service you want to offer, right? So you really want to advertise only to affluent neighborhoods and only advertise mobile, right?
Exactly.
That's better. Got it. Now, how about the availability, you know, the scheduling? If you are affluent, your time is worth a lot and you're going to be less flexible, right, for scheduling?
Right, and that's good if you have a full schedule to barber. So not only is it good for the barber, but it's good. It looks good to the clients as well. If they realize that you're busy all the time, then they definitely want to go with you because they know that you're good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. If you call a barber, he's never busy, you're not going to think he's that good.
But when you get a mobile service, right, first of all, these guys work, and so they have to be home when they get that service. And that's really, there is a window, right? Probably only evenings and weekends, right?
The way you could set that up is, have a set time that the barbers, or you could have a setting on the app that tells when the barbers are available for mobile service and when they're available in the barbershop.
Oh, that's a good idea. But for mobile service, if you're available, you should first find out where they live, right? I mean, like, you can't really say I'm available today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to, the address and all that definitely has to be a big part of what's going on.
Uh-huh. and when I'm writing down, and when for walk-in service. Okay. But if you look at the walk-in service part, how would you provide people with the ability to schedule? You know, do you want to price your service based on time of day? Is that something you thought about, or you don't care about that?
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter what time of day. The service will still be the same. People would still – I would still charge – well, I take that back. It should be a surcharge after – if it's late. So if it's after 7 p.m., you should charge more. If it's a late-night service, like I did a late-night service last night, actually, I did. I had somebody come to the barbershop really late. They had a audition to be at today, this morning, and he called and asked me, could I come in? It was like 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I set an appointment before. So he paid double pretty much.
Yeah.
He willingly paid double because he knew that it's late at night. I opened the shop up for him, you know what I mean, and cut his hair, and it helped him out with his situation. So people do that. So you should have a surcharge for the barbershop and for mobile after a certain time. Because that equals overtime for somebody who works a regular job. You know, if you work your regular 8 hours and then your boss tell you to stay over for 4 more hours that day, when you get that on your check, that's going to be overtime. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the overtime is usually more than what you you know, it's usually time and a half or whatever.
So the same thing applies
for barbers.
Yeah. So how should the app show it? You know, the mobile phone screen is so small. How would the app show it, you think? Like a customer opens the app and you want to display all the time and the prices, right? For the time?
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And even if you don't display the prices, it might be a way that the barber can contact the person and let them know how much you can have a base price and put it on the app that this is subject to the price may be more determining whether the barber the price it may be more if the barber thinks it needs to be more and make sure that the person interacts some kind of way with that barber before they have confirmed the appointment to know how much it really is going to be.
When they reserve, do you want to give them an option of prepaying so that you are committed to them?
Definitely.
If they don't reserve.
Definitely, especially for house calls. It should be a deposit. It should be a cash deposit before the barber even leaves to go to the house. That way he doesn't go to a house with somebody like, oh, that's okay, I don't want to go. So imagine if I left the barbershop, right?
Right.
And I went to do a client that lives in Thousand Oaks, which is like an hour and a half away from my barbershop,
right?
And I get there, and he says, oh, I don't want the service anymore. You know, I'm okay. I don't need to cut. I already cut it myself. So I had somebody else cut it, right? Now, I drove an hour and a half, and I got to drive an hour and a half back. That's 3 hours of my time that I just wasted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I totally agree with you.
Deposit, a way that, you know, they can do Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Apple Pay, and they can do a deposit for a mobile service. And it should be a base price for your deposit for mobile service as well.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. I'm just thinking about the layout, right, on the mobile phone. When they see your availability, you will say, but the deposit doesn't change or what, depending on the time. The deposit is the same.
Have you ever seen the app called Booksy, B-O-O-K-S-Y?
Booksy, no. I did.
Look it up. And what it does is it's a barber app that I actually use now. And you can go in there, you can see the barber's schedule. And it'll tell you know, what times are available. You can add yourself into the barber's schedule, right? So you could do something similar to that. You could do something very similar to that, but add the deposit in that. And you should add, I think will be good, is if you said that you need to confirm, the barber will confirm with you by a certain amount of time.
Okay. How
that
would
way,
you...
that way the barber and the customer both know that it's actually going to be a service rendered at that time.
Now, that thank you for telling me about BC. I'll definitely check it out. Could you tell me how, what can we offer you to switch from Booksy?
What you mean? Like what would be better?
Yeah. What would be a future? Of course, you would want everything that Booksy does, right?
Uh huh.
Plus what?
Plus what we're talking about. Plus the getting mobile service. Booksy doesn't have it set up mobile service.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Added the mobile service, that would make it a whole other type of situation.
Okay. And they don't really get the clients for you, do they?
No, and they don't. That's another thing.
Okay.
They're not
right,
doing that.
Right.
You're doing that on your own.
Right. We definitely want to do that. And do the appointment. We want to make the appointments and all, you know, really convenient to use for people on the move. Otherwise, they won't use it. They are usually not on desktop. They are usually on mobile phone, and it's a pain in the neck to even look at your own schedule. Forget about somebody else's schedule, right? So I'm just thinking of ways that we can display the schedule and prices correctly, you know. Correctly and conveniently, right? So you want to be able to review the how would they, would you like them to really be in contact with you right away if they have a problem of the schedule? Would you be willing to chat with them right away?
I would make it so that the person has to chat with them because barbers are busy as hell most of the time. Like I am.
Right.
It's hard for me to have stop a conversation while I'm cutting hair and in between clients, especially on the weekends. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm busy as hell. I usually don't have a lot of time to talk to a bunch of people. Most of my clients text me what time they want to come, and I put them in my schedule. So you want something like that where the barber can confirm. And I think that when the barber confirms and it's an actual confirmation, what I think will lock it in is the deposit. So once the barber confirms with the client, or the customer, once the barber confirms with the customer that the time is actually going to be available and it's a set time for the appointment, then the customer should send the deposit. Once the customer has sent the deposit, then it's definitely obligated upon the barber to do what he needs to do. But what you need to do is make sure that the customers are covered as well, so that they don't make sure the customers are covered, so that they know that for sure. They're for sure that the barber, I lost my thought. So once the client confirms with the barber, and the client sends a deposit, then that locks it in for their time. How you doing, brother? You see what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with you. But. When, you know, I'm imagining myself, you're very busy cutting somebody's hair, right? So you don't want to handle a mobile phone call or a chat.
Right.
And I am in my car, though, and I'm trying to book an appointment with you, right? Would you like a dispatching service? Would you like a service which is just answering those kind of calls and helping them decide? Is that something you would like a dispatching service? Because then they would ask all these questions and they would confirm and they would make sure they have a deposit and so on.
Now, that's good. That's something I didn't think about. That's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, a dispatch service. Somebody, a customer service person you can talk to. Somebody you can talk to. That's really good.
But then how will we pay for it? Are you willing to pay a little bit for it, like per minute? Like every minute,
no. Well, you make it come make it a part of the service fee because you said you was gonna charge the barber something, right?
Yeah. Okay, make it part of the service fee. Okay.
Yeah, part of the service fee. So imagine, right? That every imagine every barber that you put on the service pays $15, $10 a month, whatever you want to do, $12, whatever. Two of those dollars should go toward your dispatch service. So if you get 10,000 barbers to do it, and you're getting $2 a person, you're taking $2 off the top of that $12 to go toward, to pay for your dispatcher, whoever does the customer service dispatcher. That's how you pay for that.
You would be okay with $2? I'm just asking. Would you be okay with $2 for dispatcher every month?
It's the same as having you know, like when you have a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
It's the same as having insurance on your phone. So if you got Sprint and iPhone and you want to have insurance on your phone, it's the same thing.
Great.
Let me ask you
a difficult question. Say, how many calls do you, how many customers do you get a month? 100? 200?
I probably do close to 30 to 40 people a week.
So let's say
120, 130.
Okay. So to, if they all got dispatched during the month, this is just a question. What is the maximum you're willing to pay for dispatch?
The maximum willing to pay for a dispatch service?
Yeah.
For people to send people to me?
They will answer all your calls.
Probably an extra $5 a month.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Yep. So maybe you could set it up to where the barber has the option to just pay the $10 a month for regular service, and then for to add in the dispatch service, it'll be $15 a month.
Excellent idea. You know, you should be a product designer. Excellent idea. That's a good idea because it's built into a fee, and if they are happy with it, they'll continue to use it, right?
Right.
Except some people will have lots of calls and some others won't have that many calls. So that's something we have to handle, right?
Right.
Right. So when people call, do they ask for styles when they call? Like when a new, brand new customer calls, right?
It's not so much about the style. It's just letting them know that if they, what type of cut it is. So if it's a fade, you know, you have style, you want a fade, regular haircut, which is like pretty much all over. Most people know the universal term. Most men know universal terms for what type of cut. So if they want a gentleman's cut where it might be a part on the side and your hair going to the side, you know the names of that. So you have your fade, your gentleman's cut, your regular haircut, taper, you know what I mean? Those four are pretty much basic cuts. Yeah, you definitely need to specify what type of cut is going to be given.
Yeah. So these dispatchers have to be trained, right? To ask the right questions.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Now,
that's what
so
you hired
for
me.
The
you hired me to dispatch.
you are too good to dispatch. No.
Hired me to just train them so they know what to say.
Oh, wonderful. No, really, I'm not kidding. We might hire you as a consultant for dispatch because you really have smart ideas. Now,
exactly.
When they dispatch, are you willing to create a catalog so they can talk from the catalog? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So
and
you can help them.
About cancellation situations too. So you have to provide the clients and the customers a way to cancel, and you have to let it be known that, look, within this hour or within so many hours before the service, it needs to be canceled. You can't, or else the deposit is not refundable.
Right. All that stuff the dispatcher can say. So,
right.
So what?
If you want to cancel, they should cancel maybe 2 days before the appointment. Anything after that, is the deposit is non-refundable. That way the barber is still compensated for that block of time that they could have given to somebody else.
Right. Perfect. Now, but how much time are you willing to put in to give the dispatcher the information they can use during the call? You know, should we give you a web page or something?
Well, the dispatcher should talk more to the client than he would with the barber. That way they can send the information to the barber that he needs.
Right. But here is the situation, right? We hire a dispatcher. He or she may not know much about barbershops, right? Now, we want them to answer the questions, though, perfectly for you.
Yeah, they have to be trained because there's no way
that's what I'm saying.
Conversation about what's going on in that time. That's like having a dispatcher for EMT or ambulance, and they don't know what the hell is going on. You can't do that. They have to be trained.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, is there some training materials for dispatchers? I didn't see any. I looked on the web for this, and the only dispatcher training I could get was for 911 operators. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so I think you could train them to know about the services that we provide on the app, and I think once
exactly.
you do that,
exactly.
they got an understanding of that, they would
okay.
be good.
So when you sign up with the app, would you be willing to spend like 15 minutes with the dispatcher saying, this is what you should answer?
Definitely.
This is?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, how, just, so you don't want to really make a catalog or anything like that, right? That takes a lot of effort. But you can talk to a dispatcher and tell her, this is the way you should answer my question.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do?
Mm-hmm.
You can have pictures set up for the catalog. Like you said, in the catalog, you can have pictures set up to show what type of cuts they are.
Uh-huh.
You can use generic pictures to say, okay, this is this type of style, this is this type of style, this is this type of style. And you can have 1 through 10 pictures, and the person can say, okay, I want a number 5, or I want a number 7, just like when you go to McDonald's and pick out the combo. You look up at the menu and they say, okay, I want a number 5. Same situation with your app, you could do the same way. So you could do kids' haircuts could be number 1, regular kid haircut. You might have a kid mohawk as number 2. You might have a gentleman's cut for number 3. You might have a regular hair taper for number 4. That way it's easy. And have those basic cuts already pictured on there so the person knows this is the type of cut that this person wants.
Right. I totally agree with you. This is what this is really interesting because you know what you are offering. And when you sign up with us, we don't really know what you are offering. But we want to do dispatching for you, right? So initially, the dispatcher will have to spend maybe half an hour with you, you think? Or what is it, 15 minutes?
It won't even take that long to figure out what they need to do. It will probably take 10 minutes for a dispatcher to get a person to understand what's going on. Yeah, but at the most, I'm thinking 10 minutes.
Okay. And then maybe we can make it like a restaurant menu with photos of various styles and then some description of the terms, right? Like this is $25 and $10 deposit, and if they, right? Things like that.
Right.
You can just say it in text, right? Excellent. Okay.
Do you have the name you're going to be using for the app already?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody, though.
No, I won't.
You know what? It's Simplia.
Say it again.
Hi.
Simplia, like simply. Simplia.
Okay, Simplia. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Where are you located?
I'm in West LA on Peachtree Boulevard.
Okay, so how much do you charge for a haircut for an hour long haircut?
$50.
How much?
$50.
So how about an hour-long lunch and $100.
Say it again.
How about if I can visit you and spend an hour with you and have lunch for $100?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. I want to set it up. I really, really appreciate your time and your ideas. And I want to bring some mock-ups so that you can say, no, I don't like it, I'll never use it, or, oh, I love this, I'll use it this way, right?
Right. Yeah, just let me know. I can send you my. You ready to? I can give you my address now. You want to write it down?
Yeah, Clayton. Do you have his address?
Yeah, we have it. We have the address.
Yeah, double check.
It's the same address that.
No, we send the check to, right? The Pico Boulevard,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Same address. And it's a restaurant right here in the corner, so it works out.
Oh, what's the restaurant? Is it Chinese or what's it?
It's they have all kinds of American food. It's really good.
Oh, okay. Good. Done deal. We have to set a date, and you know, Clayton or Rick will get back to you with the date. That's convenient to you too.
All right. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. It was wonderful talking to you.
You too as well, man. All right, Clayton.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, Clayton.
Yeah, I'm here. Give me 1 second. I was trying to...
Yeah.
Let me make sure.
Yeah. Hey, guys, no...